今天是1990年第一个主日。
This is the very first Sunday of 1990.
我想在这里向各位问安还不算太迟。
So I don't think it is too late to greet you. Happy New Year.
向大家问安，他新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
我想很多弟兄姊妹们从假期的繁忙里面出来，恢复正常。
I believe we all have been through all the hassles and the busy schedule of our vacation.
有时候假期比平常更累一点哈。
And usually going through vacations is even more tiresome than the ordinary days.
招待了很多很多的客人。
Because there's a lot of guests stopping by.
有些人他因为怕招待客人，就不如出去做客人。
And sometimes we go out instead to be guests, other people's guests.
但是还是要回到家里来，所以。
But still, we have to come back home.And it's a new beginning.
我们欢迎所有弟兄姊妹们从外地回来的。
We welcome all of you that come back from out of town.
我自己好像一直两个礼拜不在这里。
It seems that I missed the two Sundays here also.
所以实在是很想念大家。
So I really missed everybody.
今天早晨我决定用中文讲道。
This morning I decided to preach in Chinese.
免得有人以为我不会讲中文了。
So that nobody were mistaken that I forgot about how to preach in Chinese.
不，我要抱歉，因为我们中间有些日本弟兄姊妹们今天早晨本来应当有翻译的系统。
But I want to apologize to our Japanese brothers and sisters because this morning originally we should have the earphone translation system working.
但是耳机系统今天早晨我们检查的时候发现有一点小的问题。
But we just found out this morning that there's a little problem there.
所以孝荣弟兄大概今天在后面服侍儿童，他也许有空可以来看看什么地方问题。
Maybe our brother Ron, who is serving the children right now in the back, maybe later he can check out the system.
今天早上我在想用什么样信息和弟兄姊妹彼此劝勉。
I was thinking what kind of a message I should bring to you to encourage you.
有一件事情我在假期中间是在经历到的。
There's one thing I did experience in this vacation.
就是因为在许多繁忙中间，好像我们失去了生活的目的和意义。
It seems that within in that all busy schedule, we seem to forget about how we live, why we live.
我去密苏里州，在那里有个训练工作的时候。
I went to Missouri in the there's a training center.
那几天是非常的紧凑，所以生活还很有意义。
In those few days, the schedule is so tight, so it seems that the life is kind of meaningful there those few days.
我那天讲了8次道在那里面。
And I preached 8 times there.
好像觉得反而比较舒服一点。
It seems that I feel much, much better that way.
回到家里没有什么事情做的时候。
When I got home and when there's nothing to do.
其实很忙很乱，所以做不出什么事情来。
Actually, because it was so, the schedule was so busy and hectic, I couldn't have much done.
所以反而觉得心里面很多失落的感觉。
So on the contrary, when I got home, I feel kind of lost.
感谢主，今年一年新的开始，我们又回到主的面前。
But praise the Lord, all those are past, and this is the new beginning. We all come before the Lord again.
在正常的光景，我们度每天的生活。
In this very routine, ordinary way, we continue our life before our Lord.
那主在退休会里面给我一句话，我心里很被摸着。
In that retreat in Missouri, the Lord spoke to me, and which really touched me.
请弟兄姊妹和我一同来看这一节圣经。
Let us open the Bible.
请大家看约翰福音第一章第六节。
John chapter 1 verse 6.
很简单的一句话。
It's a very, very simple verse.
所以我要等大家，免得我们读完了，有人才翻到的话就很不好意思，我就觉得很亏欠了。
I will wait until everybody turn to that because it's a very simple phrase.We will just zip through.
我们先读一节，先读一次。如果在家弟兄姊妹还没有翻到，希望第二次读的时候翻到。
We will read it once, and we're going to read it again, so everybody will see where it is.
第一章第六节。
John chapter 1 verse 6.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John.
我们再读一次。
Let's read it one more time.
有一个人。
There was a man
sent
from God whose name was John.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得你读的时候心里什么样感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you read this verse.
这是一个很不寻常的称呼。
This is a very unusual name.
他说有一个人从神那里差来的。
He said there was a man sent from God.
今天如果我问这位弟兄姊妹，你从哪里来的？没有人告诉我。
Now, if I ask any of you, say, where are you from? Nobody will answer me, I came from God.
假如你回答这样的问题，我们要对你多看看。
Now, if you answer that way, then we shall look at you again.
但是事实上，我们心里面真盼望。 有人能告诉我们他从神那里才来的。
But in our heart, we desire so much that we can come across someone who said, I came from God.
是不是这是完全不同的一个境界，对不对？
Now, is this a totally different situation?
今天人从哪里来，往哪里去，都在世上打转。
Today, wherever you come, wherever you go, you're always just roaming around on this earth.
只有这一句话，圣经里面说，有一个人从神那里才来的。
But only this verse, it says there's a man sent from God.
而如果我读圣经够仔细的话，我会发现在圣经里面另外还有一处也说到从神那里差来。
There's another place in the scripture also mentioned someone sent from God.
从约翰福音第三章里面，我们看见有一个人从神那里差来，这个人是耶稣基督。
That is in John 3, there's someone sent from God who is Christ.
尼哥底母对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是从神那里差来做师傅的。”
Now Nicodemus said, Oh Master, we know that you are from God to be our teacher.
因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
If the Lord is not with you, you could not perform all those miracles.
耶稣基督人看出他从神那里差来的，为什么？
Now Jesus Christ, people recognize him being sent from God. Why?
因为他行的神迹
Because of his miracles.
因为他所有的教训
Because of his teachings.
但这一位约翰是谁呢？
But who is this John?
为什么人家说这个人是从神那里差来的？
Why does people recognize him as someone sent from God?
而且这个话并不是从尼哥底母只是一个话语里面记载他这样说过而已。
And also, it was not like in John 3, it was recorded so that someone named Nicodemus said it that way.
这是写福音书的那一位作者说，这个人从神那里差来的。
But rather, the author of this book wrote down, there was a man, stating it as a fact, there's a man sent from God.
我想如果我们读使徒约翰的历史，我们就明白。
But if we should study the history of this man named John, we will understand.
如果我们读他的生平，我们就明白。
If we study his life story, then we will understand.
约翰福音第一章这里说，有个人从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。他来是要为光做见证，就是为那个光真光做见证。
He said this man sent from God. He came to be witness for the light, for that true light.
他自己不是那个光。
He himself is not that light.
但是要为光做见证。
But he shall be witness for the light.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里就说到约翰是一有使命的人。
So here we talk about John is someone with a commission.
刚才我们唱的诗歌 A.B. Simpson 所写的诗歌要忠心。
Now, Be True, that song we just sang, Be True, is written by A.B. Simpson.
每一届他们宣道会的学生从宣道神学院训练出来要去上工厂的时候。Alliance Church.
All the students graduate from the Lions Church Seminary, when they're about to ready to be sent out to the field, they will sing the song.
他们毕业的诗歌就唱这首诗歌。
In their commencement, they will sing the song.
再一次提醒他们到底他们蒙召的目的和工作是什么。
Because once more, they are reminded why they were called and what kind of work they're supposed to do.
今天早晨我们也盼望圣灵在这里提醒我们做基督徒的使命是什么。
So this morning, I wish the Lord would remind us what is the commission of being a Christian.
我们看一看路加福音，这里就让我们明白约翰到底是怎样一位。
Now, if we study the book of Luke, then we will probably understand what kind of a person this John is.
我们看看路加福音，这里告诉我们说，有一个人是在亚比亚班里面，他是个祭司。路加福音第一章。
Now we turn to Luke 1.
第五节那里说，当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚。
There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah.
他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫伊丽莎伯，夫妻两个人。
And he is the descendant of Aaron, and there's the couple, both of them.
他们两个人在神面前都是义人。
They are all righteous person before the Lord.
但是没有孩子。
But they don't have children.
弟兄姊妹们，撒加利亚是约翰的父亲。
Now, Zechariah was John's father.
我们这里就看见约翰的降生是怎么样来的。
Then we see how John was born.
也许弟兄姊妹对这件事情都相当熟悉。
Maybe we're all very familiar with this part of the scripture.
所以我就是很简单的这样叙述过去。
So I just go through it real simple, real quickly.
撒加利亚和他的妻子两个人最大的遗憾就是没有儿子。
Now Zechariah and his wife, the greatest regret in their lives was that they didn't have a son.
所以很稀奇的一件事情，你看福音书路加福音记载的起头。这位写福音的路加。
So you see, it's a very unique thing that the author of the Gospel of Luke, this Dr. Luke, in the very, very beginning of this book, he said, I want to tell you the very, very beginning of the gospel. But this beginning is so extraordinary. His beginning is mentioning about somebody did not have a son. This couple, when they went through about their middle age, as if there's no hope, and they didn't have a son. In the Bible, it actually recorded they are getting very old.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，在这里圣灵的逼法要叫我们知道。 当我们一个人走到绝望没有路的时候，才是神开始做工的时候。
And here we can see between the lines that the Holy Spirit just showed us to us. Only when we come to the end of our own road, then the Lord will start working.
为什么我们常常说新年要有新希望啊？
Now why do we always say that we should have a new hope in this new year?
因为去年的希望用完了。
Because last year's hope is already exhausted.
去年的希望等到12月30号过去了，都没有兑现。
Because all the hope that we had last year and up to this September 31st, December 31st, everything is all gone. All the hopes are gone.
但是感谢神，神的工作在人的绝望中间开始。
But we praise the Lord because God's work started when man's way ends.
我记得在十几年前，我服侍USC的一些弟兄姊妹们。
I remember ten some years ago, I was serving some students over USC.
那里有一位弟兄很有趣，在他的写字台前面立了一张小小的纸条。
There's this one brother who is a very interesting person. In front of his desk, there's some writing.
他说人的尽头就是神的起头。
He said, God's, at the end of man is the beginning of God.
后来我问他，因为他遭遇相当大的问题。
And so I ask him about it and find out that he has a lot of problems. So you see, when Zechariah come to the end of man, one thing, they will go, send a young child out to the outside to look at it. And on the table of Passover feast, they have one seat that was set but was empty. This seat is prepared for a special, unexpected guest. This guest is not Christ. And he sent this little kid to go outside and see, is he coming? Is he here yet? And the kids looked and then come back and said, no, we didn't see him.
那么最后他们就说，看样子以利亚今年不来了。
Then the family will say, oh, probably this year Elijah will not be here.
这个位置留给以利亚的。
This seat was reserved for the coming of Elijah.
他们不敢迎接这位尊贵的弥赛亚王坐在他们家里。
They dare not to welcome this glorious king to come into their house to sit on their table.
但是他们愿意接待以利亚住在他们座位中间。
But they're willing to receive Elijah among them.
为什么以利亚要叫父的心转向儿女，叫儿女的心转向？
Why? Because Elijah will let the heart of the children turn toward his father, turn toward their father, and the father's heart toward children.
他要叫家庭带进和睦。
He shall bring harmony in the household.
今天多少做父母的希望有以利亚的心智心智能力，叫父亲的心转向儿女，叫儿女的心转向父亲。
Today there's so many fathers in the families. They really wanted the family to have the children's heart turned toward the parents and the parents' heart turned toward their children.
真需要有以利亚的心智和能力。
They really have this. Have to have the heart of Elijah and his power.
更是指着属灵的父亲，天上的父转向他的儿女，我们的心转向他。
But here is actually even more so mentioned about our heavenly Father wanted us to turn toward him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心有没有转向父亲？
Now, did our heart turn toward our Father?
我们的心是不是还看重世界上许多事情？
Is our heart still very, very is emphasizing on the worldly things?
还是我们还是希望每年像他们犹太人过逾越节一样，他来了没有？还没有来，还有一年的机会。
So or are we like the Israelites that they just go out and see, oh, is it coming again? No, not yet. Maybe we still have one more year.
这一年你可以再去做买卖得利。
And this year I can still go do business and earn a lot of money.
你还不需要面对主。
I don't have to face the Lord this year.
你还可以过你自己的生活。
I can still live my own life.
我希望弟兄姊妹心里不是这样想。
I wish that you don't have this kind of attitude.
如果是这样子的话，主的再来还要迟延。
Because if that's the case, then his coming shall be further delayed.
他得不得他要的子民。
Because he does not have his people that is ready.
他的国度里面还没有预备好。
Because his kingdom is not ready yet.
因为我们说施洗约翰有一个特别的使命。
So we know there's a special commission of John the Baptist.
有一个人从神那里招来的。
It's one person that sent from God.
我们每一个人今天在新约的时代，都是从那里得到新的生命。
So every one of us receive this new life from the same source.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们从得救的喜乐跟满足里面慢慢成熟的时候
，So when we gradually become mature from mature in this joy and peace of God's salvation.
我希望你也像施洗约翰一样，不在神的面前。用圣洁和公义来侍奉他。
I wish that you also will just like John the Baptist to live before the Lord to serve him in holiness and righteousness.
我们也需要像约翰一样活着。
We should also live like John the Baptist.
如果有机会，我告诉你他怎么活。
If I have a chance again, I will tell you how he lived.
他活在旷野里面。
He lived in the wilderness.
这个世界没有给他满足。
Because this world has no joy for him.
也不会给他供应。
And shall not supply him with anything.
他吃的是黄蜂野蜜。
Because he eats of the locust and of the wild honey.
他穿的是皮衣。
He was clothed with a fur.
但是他实在是活在神的面前。
But he indeed lived before the Lord.
他为什么需要活在旷野里面？
Now why does he have to live in the wilderness?
因为以赛亚四十章给他一个使命，叫他在旷野中间的呼声。
Because in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, it gave him a commission to be the voice in the wilderness.
呼唤人回头归向神。
To call God's children to turn to the Lord.
在旷野里面呼召人，然后带他们去约翰河里，约旦河里施洗。
He called the children out of this wilderness and into the river Jordan to baptize them.
弟兄姊妹，我相信主也给我们每一个人一个侍奉的工场。
So I believe the Lord gave every one of us a field to serve.
假如你明白侍奉的意义。
If you understand the meaning of service.
头一步你侍奉神，活在他的面前。
Now the first step, you live before the Lord.
然后主给你一个工厂。
Then the Lord will give you a field.
也许你的工厂在学校里面。
Maybe your field's in this at school.
也许你的工厂是在工作的地方。
Maybe your field is where you are working right now.
也许你的工厂是在家庭里
面。Maybe your field's in your family.
也许你在家庭里面就能用文字的方法或者其他各样方法把福音传出去。
Maybe right in your own home, you can spread the gospel.
也许你的工厂在电话上面。
Maybe your field is right on the telephone line.
用神给你的恩典来安慰需要安慰的人。
And you use this use the grace that the Lord gave you to comfort those who needed to be comforted.
鼓励那些需要安慰的人。
And to exalt the people who need to be exalted.
叫神的儿女强壮起来。
So that God's children can become strong.
叫软弱的退后的再回头。
And for those weak and backslide to come back.
叫他们心转向父亲。
And make their heart to turn toward the Father.
这是施洗约翰的工作。
This is the work of John the Baptist.
如果你明白了，你也一样能够做他的工作。
If you understand, you can do the same thing.
因为你也是从神那里来的。
Because you are also sent from God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说从神那里才来的，我们不是一个骄傲的态度。
So now when we say that we are sent from God, it's not because we're boasting.
我们是觉得责任的重大。
Because we know the responsibility.
因为再没有多少的时候。
Because the time is short.
那要来的就要再来，绝不迟延。
Now the one who will come will surely come, and he shall not delay.
我们若退后，他心里就不喜欢。
If we should backslide, he's not happy.
弟兄姊妹们，在今年刚开始，我愿意从这些话跟大家一起勉励。
So I want to share with you and encourage you with it in this word.
有一个人是从神那里差来的。
There's one person that was sent from God.
他的名字叫做约翰。
His name is called John.
我们再一起说，有一个人从神那里差来的。
Let us say that again, over together. There's a man that was sent from God.
他的名字不叫约翰。
His name is not called John.
他的名字叫做胡弟兄，叫做何弟兄，叫做林弟兄，叫做张弟兄，叫做周弟兄，叫做陈弟兄。
His name is John, is Steve, is Paul, whoever.
有一个人从神那里差来的。
There's one person sent from God.
弟兄姊妹，我巴不得你得的这个使命感。
I wish you all receive this commission.
你知道你是从真理差来的。
You know that you are sent from God.
你在地上有一个工作，有个使命。
You have a commission.
你有一个责任。
You have a responsibility.
神也给你一个尊贵的权柄。
And the Lord also give you a very honorable,
已经把神的能力借着圣灵给了你。
He already gave this commission to you through the Holy Spirit and His power.
叫你能做他的工作。
So that you can do His work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们唱。